Welcome to Digital Life with Emmanuel Onwuka and Yvonne Ohaifo.
Another day on the radio, but there's this excitement every time I come on the radio bringing you insightful conversations on technology.
You will not tell them. Go on.
So you bring the excitement now.
But of course I do.
You bring the bands.
But of course
you are
I
the
do.
Bands matter. That's your own.
I bring excitement. Go on.
Oh, God. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another amazing episode of the number one tech and innovation show on radio, Digital Life. It's a very fun time. Anytime on Sundays when you're tuning to 99.3 Nigeria Info, because we bring you the latest and most insightful conversations on technology, and we'll tell you everything happening in the tech space within an hour. Like it's a fully loaded show. If you're someone who has been listening and who has been with us for a very long time, you understand that anytime we open the phone lines or anytime we begin, you know, talking about technology, we just keep going and going and going and going. And again, last week I was away. I couldn't just stop thinking about it. From
Emmanuel, where did you go? Now that you are here, tell Lagos where you went. Emmanuel left me to go and find woman Lagos.
No, that's not actually true.
Okay, so what happened?
You know, this. I don't need to leave you to go and find woman. There's technology now.
See what I'm saying? Resist the urge to shalaye, my guy. You abandoned me in the studio. Lagos, you see what we're talking about? You see?
Lagos is not true. I'm honest, it's not true. Honestly. But without further ado, let's get right into it. My name is Emmanuel Onwuka, and I and Yvonne Ohaifo, we hold it down here this on Sunday here on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
That's right, Lagos. I told you I was leaving. How did I put it again? Well, I've forgotten. But I'm here. I'm still here.
New rhymes. In town from you, Yvonne.
I'm here. I haven't left Lagos. You should see Emmanuel today.
Okay.
Hey, Emmanuel came with fire and brimstone. Emmanuel came with sauce and pepper at Arodo in his suit. He now wore black tie.
I have master.
Clean shaven. You should see his head. His head is shining. Like the barber did a fantastic job. Emmanuel is making me feel very underdressed for this show. Emmanuel, what have I done to offend you?
Hype me.
Brother man. Welcome to the show. Today we bring another episode of Insightful Conversations on Technology, and it's coming on the heel of the conversation about the Nigerian Startup Bill, the Nigerian Startup Act 2022, which we had last week. Now, the Nigerian Startup Act has unlocked doors for entrepreneurs by providing tech-enabled companies with regulation, support, you know, issue startup labeling, tax breaks, incentives, the likes, just like that, to give access to funding. That's a very important part Startup Act.
I guess that's one thing that a lot of people love about the Nigerian Startup Act, you know, that they have access to funding. You know, but the thing is that it's not just limited to funding alone. Mm-hmm. And the Nigerian Startup Act is not just the only one that gives startups or entrepreneurs, you know, that avenue to access funding. You know, here in Lagos State, we have the Lagos State Employment Trust Fund. Mm-hmm. You know, we have the Tony Lumelu Foundation. Mm-hmm. That we have Ceaseless Accelerator programs, and we have so many angel investors out there, you know, who are literally funding startups all in Nigeria. There's like unlimited access to funding. Mm-hmm. But the only thing is that you must have a great idea.
Emmanuel, now that you said it, the ideas that I've had there. Lagos. Those ideas, if I put them towards the sun,
It's not about the ideas.
They don't even pass the test, much less litmus test.
Okay.
So I have to come back to the drawing board and ask myself, what am I doing wrong? Because
so the quality of your ideas,
that's a very important thing,
you know. So a lot of people tell, I have an idea. This one tells you, I have an idea. I thought about this. That you think about it does not mean that it's a great idea. Yeah, it does not mean it's a great idea.
I mean, and it's not to disrespect your idea. Or please thinking. Please keep thinking. It's just that not all ideas that you think up will be great. Some will just be, you know,
normal ideas.
Normal, but you know,
some might not even have a business angle to it.
Exactly. Uh-huh. Like mine haven't. Okay. I don't know.
We're still working on that one.
Yes, we have to.
So the quality of your business ideas are the only thing limiting you from, you know, assessing, you know, fundings from, you know, top place. Because if we take one of these accelerator programs, the very popular one, programs, we see that a lot of people, you have to banter. Even there's this I've forgotten the name. Is it Shark something? Shark? I don't know. Shark Tank, you know, where you have to pitch your ideas, you know, to investors, and then the investors have to scrutinize your idea, you know, scrutinize. But the only difference with Shark Tank is that you must already be implementing it, so it's not something you've not tested. So that's something you've tested, something you've tried out, you know, to an extent, and then you need more funding for it to scale through. But at the very beginning, how do you conceive the kind of ideas, business ideas, that will eventually rule the world?
Yes, the kind of ideas that can give you access to funding. Because for anybody, before anybody can invest in you, they have to believe in your idea.
And you have to believe in your idea first.
Yes, which means that your idea has to be watertight.
Mm-hmm.
Cannot be like basket that is always letting water out, you know.
Even if it is, you know, to some extent, but at least you have a plan.
Well, again, if the basket is letting water out, it's not going to hold anything. I'm just saying.
Miracles happen.
So make sure they're alive. My guy, that's a lie.
Miracles happen.
See, Lagos, right? You just have to make sure that your ideas are, you know, they are foolproof. At least they are basins, not baskets.
Mm.
That's the point. Mm. They are drums,
preach,
not baskets.
Preach.
Anyway, as Emmanuel has said, ideas rule the world. The quality of your business ideas is the only thing limiting you from being financially independent. But now to talk to us about these ideas, really, and how you can, you know, to go through the phase of ideation and conceptualization and all the other zations, Lagos, we have Olufemi Ario. He's a current certified engineer. Emmanuel, please read. This is a long... See, this... why is your introduction like jam? What have I done to you? Why is it like I'm writing YEC? Kilo de? What is this?
Okay.
Emmanuel,
So let me try. Because I told him, bro, it's a mouthful. Do you understand? Like, it's a mouthful. He's the CEO of Current Financials Limited, and he is a platform that offers disruptive technologies in the global financial space. And just walking in and joining us also is Ebuka Ume Ezoki. He's the founder of said technology, CED. Let me use CED.
Yes, CED
Technologies.
Ebuka, so, welcome.
Thank you.
Welcome
very much.
Hi. So we have...
Approach.
Oh,
thank you very much.
Wow.
What? I'm not flirting.
On air.
I mean, I can't resist a good-looking man.
Oh, wow.
You're wearing suits.
Wow. Don't even play to my side. Focus. All right. So Lagos is a full house, and we're going to be talking about... generating disruptive ideas, innovative and disruptive ideas. How do we generate these ideas? How do we ensure that we have the ideas that stand the test of time, the ideas that can bring forth a company, you know, that can be globally known?
I get you started, yes.
So let's start the conversation. Let me start from Mr. Olufemi. Can you tell us, why is so much importance placed on ideas?
Thank you very much, Emmanuel. Thank you, Lagos, for listening. I must say that for me, people tend to think maybe I spin a lot of ideas. But then it's more about trying to put myself in a situation that is painful, or that I find myself in a situation that's painful, and then trying to get myself out of that situation. I know a lot of people have been in that situation too.
It's
like I get into a bank, I see a long queue, and I think about it. Can I speak to an ATM that gives me money? I want to get my insurance done. I'm thinking, how do I get my insurance done? Can I just do it from my phone? you know, that's how it starts. You think about your pains and you imagine so many other people have that same pain. How do you want to make that happen for them? Like the dollar problem now is a big issue.
Mm-hmm.
So how can you solve that problem? When you start thinking like that of how to solve a problem, not like just I want to get an idea. No, look for a problem. If it's global, then it's going to go global.
You know, while I was researching for this shoot yesterday, I found something. So I read about Richard Branson, the owner of Virgin Atlantic, and he was stuck at an airport. Mm-hmm. Okay, so they canceled the flight.
Yeah.
And what he did was that he just looked around and like he went on the phone and called someone in the aviation industry and chartered a private jet, and then he sold tickets to his fellow disappointed people and made his money like 10 times over.
Wow, now that's a very brilliant
and
one.
And that was
he
how
the problem.
Yeah, he
did
problem.
Solve a problem.
So that was
problem.
How he brought about the Virgin Airline.
That's right.
You know.
But Emmanuel, we also have to consider that Richard Branson, a big man, he's rich. He get money. Let us come back to Nigeria where a lot of people are hungry.
But he just said problems.
That is it.
Ebuka.
Hold on. Before Ebuka answers that question, right? I want to ask this question, right?
Okay.
You know, say that best way don't chop belle full, they think of solution. I'm not joking.
No.
We have to look at it this way.
Let me give an example that's practical.
Oh, okay. Fantastic. Please do.
So I walked into, there was this program I did with Redeem, where we train youth.
Mm-hmm.
A friend of mine told me he just built a house somewhere behind Redeem. So I went there, I had 50,000 in my pocket. Mark that word. I had 50,000, that's all I had.
Mm-hmm.
I saw this guy who said he sold land to my friend, and I asked him, so how much is a piece of land? He said it's 800,000. So I can't clearly pay for it.
Right.
A piece of land. And then I asked him a further question. If I wanted to get an acre of land here, how much is it? I definitely know it would be lower. And he said 2.4 million. And I'm like, can I pay 2 million? I'll pay you in 7 days. And he's like, and I was talking like I had the money already. So when I get in the face of a problem, I don't act like I don't have the answer. I just believe that I have the answer, and the answer comes every time.
Okay.
So I negotiated it to 2,120,000. I told him in 7 days I'll get the answer to him. I'll get the money to him. So when I left the place, I said, think about it. I go home, talk to my family member about it, and she asked me, so what are you going to do? I said, I have friends on my phone. I'm going to call some of them that work in MTN, Nine Mobile, and all of that. And then I started to list numbers and call numbers. I had 10 numbers. I called 5. The third one said he wanted a plot immediately because my pitch was simple. I have this idea. We can build a house around each other, and a plot there sells for 800,000. Yeah, a plot there sells for 800,000. But you know that I sold 3 plots in 4 days. And I had 3 free plots, plus 180,000 naira that I spent with my wife. You know, we had a nice time. So I'm saying that even in the face of no money down, you have an idea, you spin it, it's a good business deal. Someone is ready to pay for a portion of it.
I don't know if I welcomed you in very well.
Okay.
I'm just trying to.
I might have not
welcomed you in very well, but good afternoon. No, happy family.
I mean, that answers a bit of my question because, you know, right now, let's not even deny, we cannot deny that Nigeria is hard. Country hard, right? There are a lot of problems. You know, there are a lot of problems that there are people, and there are people who are willing to, you know, come up with solutions. But one question they will always ask is, who is even going to buy my idea? Like, how can I walk into a bank now or go and talk to that rich friend of mine now? Like, look, I have this idea. I want you to pitch. When I look like someone that has not eaten for 5 days.
Okay, so
do you understand? I don't even look the part.
Ebuka should have a shot at that.
So I think first
please,
of all,
I'll come closer to the mic. So
I'll go with what
you can
already.
Adjust the mic so you can hear.
So basically, it's more of a about the first thing is confidence. It's knowing what you know and coming, like you can sell something to somebody. It's basically selling yourself, first of all. So I applaud that very, very well, because I will do the same thing. There is nothing I use or wear that I cannot sell. Even my friends say, one day you sell us. I can sell anything. People talk to me and they're like, oh, when you're at this tech event, and you're like, where are you from? Like, from Anambra State. Like, this thing is already part of you. You are not a pitch or a CTO. You are an angel investor, as it were, already. So for people in the country, as it were, it's hard. If you find yourself in any situation where you see, you have to start with your own current problem. Someone said, what solution do I provide? How can I come up with an idea to sell? Look at Nigeria, nothing is working. There's a problem everywhere. So any niche you find yourself in, you don't need to be the Nokia. You could just be the Samsung or anything. Just take a niche out of it. A particular small point of it. I was working in a very big firm. They were the Nokia of it, offering all the solutions, but people started coming to take out bits and pieces of it. Someone is offering ATM solutions, someone else is offering USSD solutions. You don't have to offer all of it. So for different people in different spaces, wherever you find yourself in Nigeria, start small, think big, run fast.
So what are the things that you do that triggers this for you to start conceiving this idea? Like, there's a trigger. You know, it's not, because the problem is just like every one of us experience the same problem. So what's that trigger that just makes you say, ah,
this should happen? For me personally, it's different for most people. For me, I think it's will. The will to help people. The will to leave a place better than you met it. The will to leave an impact. So someone else might say, I'm not up for that. But I can convince you up for it, but you don't know. You don't want to help this person, but you want money in your pocket, right? No problem. Look at this gap that is missing. Mr. A needs to buy a land. Mr. B has the money like he did. All he needed to do was be the middleman and shake them. And he has collected his profits. And he can even keep doing that and as a side business, and you have his own money. That's what people need to do. You don't even need to start or own. Okay, look at Steve Jobs, for example. Jobs wasn't the best programmer or the best designer. He just knew he was a people person. So people who are good at talking, if you know you have sweet mouth, you can be a very rich man.
Somebody like you.
If you have sweet mouth, you can basically try to serenade anybody into doing most of what you feel. Now, why don't you convert that into business? I want a software. I know who can develop it. I bring them together. Now I become a project or product manager. You take a good course in it. If you do not have the money on it, see, that's YouTube. The University of YouTube is open to everybody, just like the University of WhatsApp is open to our parents.
You had to call them in.
Yeah, I had to call them in. So they are very educated on WhatsApp. Mm-hmm. Why don't we go and be educated on YouTube the way you have Udemy and Coursera? Open YouTube, learn a new skill and all of that.
Ebuka, you mentioned start small, think big, and
run fast,
right?
Yeah.
So I'd like for you to break down those three concepts, like break them down to the nitty-gritty. Start small. Are you not supposed to think big first before you now start small?
So the thing I really want to get, you know, back to this idea conception, because if you don't even have the idea in the first place, you're not even starting anything.
That is what I mean.
You're not even starting anything. So there's imagination.
There's imagination.
There's dream.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. And then there's an idea. How does these three correlate?
So I'll start with imagination. If you can imagine it, you can do it. That's all you need to know.
Trust me, there's a lot of things that I've imagined. I would try.
If you can imagine it, you can do it. Now, that's where we come to start small. You have to find the right team. Not everybody is going to believe in your dream except you. And how do you get people to believe in what you believe? You have to believe in it yourself. There are a lot of people I can name from now till tomorrow. I'll name only one. Alibaba. No one believed in him. But today, Alibaba is one of the biggest. You can't name shopping or e-commerce without mentioning Alibaba. If I'm to mention another, I'll mention, this one is out of it, but I'll mention, I think his name was Dorsey or something. He bought some Bitcoin 2016, and then he sold it and bought two boxes of pizza for his two boys. Now, the equivalent of what he sold right now would have made him $1 billion.
Whoa.
So I wonder what his sons would think every day. You bought two boxes of pizza with all the Bitcoin that you bought when Bitcoin was still like $3 or something.
I think the first question is the first one we're asking. Dad, where were you? When your mates were making it.
But he had that
moment.
The concept.
Yeah.
But he didn't believe he would get to. So that's why I said bringing us back again to marry both of them together. Believe. You have to believe in yourself to bring other people along. So from imagination, once you can conceive that imagination, the starting small of it is bringing two people, work like an entrepreneur. Say, I don't have money to pay you, but let's get this thing done. Do you share the same passion? Yes, I share the same passion. Let's go. can start it like an NGO, non-profit. You keep moving. Once you see that it's bringing in profit, then you can switch over. That's where the idea has now been conceived into what you want to formulate it. You have 1.0, you have 2.0, 3.0. You keep bringing out new versions of whatever you want to bring out. And then you can now turn it into a profitable business. That is where you now have to run fast. Because people are watching, and people are definitely, people that have more money than you, trust me, people that have more money than you will want to take over what you're doing.
Wow. So there's a speed, there's a time for speed.
If you go into the market with a product you are proud of, you are late to the market.
Okay. You lost me. Uh-huh. Please, if you go into a market with a product you are proud of, you are late to the market.
You are late. So if you are going to create a product from start, like a novel solution, and you are developing something, it doesn't have to be perfect before you launch. Just launch.
Oh.
You have to be very disappointed in your version one.
Very disappointed. Keyword.
Very disappointed in your version one. It's like a good analogy all of us can relate to in Nigeria. Wizkid. I remember a video of Wizkid every day in my head in P Square's house. Papa, papa, look at all your awards. When will I get here? Now, please put P Square and Wizkid together.
Now.
He didn't see that coming. But he started. Now, if you play Holla at Your Boy for Wizkid, you probably laugh and fall out of his chair. But now he's signed up to Nike, big deals everywhere. You don't know what is going to happen. Asake was making skits. You don't know what is going to happen. Now, this is Asake Everywhere Tour. So you have to come out into the market with what you have, regardless. And then you find other people that will help along the way, and then you build, then run fast.
So what's the first thing, Mr. Olufemi? What's the first thing that happens when your idea hits? When you get that idea, it just hits your head. You recognize that, I think this thing stands out. What's the first thing you do?
So for me, I want to use an example of a company I recently got licensed for with CBN, SBA Business. It's a fintech. It's licensed in the payment solution service provider category. I didn't have a single dime when I went into it, just like the landed property I talked about. But like Ebuka has corroborated, I don't go in like I don't have the money when I'm going into an idea. I go in like I'm ready for this. Because for your mind to be able to conceive it means you can do it. You can get it done. If you can come into your mind, then it can become your reality. But if it can come into your mind, it can become your reality. You have to pursue it like your life depends on it. So what did I do about it? Simple. I can design the website. So I created a website for it, registered the domain name for it. That I can do. That doesn't require 100 million deposit from CBN. I can get the trademark done. So I called my contact in Abuja, got the trademark secured for the logo. I can design the logo. I did that. Another friend was there. We spoke about it. He can get an investor. There was another friend there. He had the money. He can register the business. So we, all of us came together, three of us. And then the company was born. One of us had a contact that already had a license like that. So we met them and had an idea of their documentation. So we put together our documentation. Copying is allowed in business. Just make sure you're copying right. You're copying the right people. It's allowed. I've asked people, Zenith Bank, Echo Bank, GT Bank, all these banks, they're all doing the same savings account, current account, and some of them have hybrid corporate accounts. You check their forms, it's the same form, it's just different logos. Mm-hmm. Copying is absolutely allowed in business. Look for who is doing what you want to do and copy them. It's simple. If they don't want you to copy their book, move to the next person.
But then again, it doesn't that, if copying is allowed in business, isn't that what's it called, copyright infringement?
That's why it's a copyright.
Okay, don't leave me. I heard what you did there. Okay, don't leave me.
Copyright, definitely. Copyright.
Copyright.
So if you don't, it is when you don't copyright, that is when you can be held for copyright infringement. When you copyright, you copyright.
Yeah, so how then do you copyright if you're going to copy someone?
Just make sure you don't copy their name. Put your own name there.
They are teaching Expo in this place. Lagos, they are teaching you how to do copy Expo. Chukuli.
Okay. So I have a thing. Okay, so if we're doing copy and you say copy is, you know, the way to go, or it's allowed, okay? But an idea from someone is meant to be unique.
Yeah.
I hear people say that no idea is unique, which is what has given rise to copyrights. A lot of people copying each other.
Patenting solution.
Yeah, exactly. So, is it true that no idea is unique?
Okay, I want to tell you this. There's always a spiel. So, there's something you copied, which is like the major part of it is copied. Then there is a part you contribute. Like the way she talks, adding it to what she does makes it different from you, despite the fact that both of you are radio presenters.
Right.
And that comes striking. You are a more reserved person. So whatever you bring on the table, there's always your flavor added to it. So copy, by all means. Copying is allowed in business.
Okay, yeah. So let's talk about accessing funds, right?
Yeah.
Now, a lot of these, as Emmanuel rightly said when we started the show, there are a lot of agencies, investors out there waiting to, invest. But the thing is that I've realized that not many people are aware of these opportunities. Not many people know.
I think the problem more of the time is that people give up
too easily, right?
Too easily.
Okay.
Like, for instance, when I was talking about the fintech company, we must have spoken to about 15 investors. But each time we spoke to an investor, there was something we learned. So you get better speaking to someone about your idea. Don't sit down there and die with it. No. You want to start a fintech? Yeah. Your unique solution is there. You spoke to the first person. They probably don't have the money in their pocket. They may look rich, but they may not have that loose money to invest. Then some have the money. They don't believe in that. They think it's too fast. Some have the money, they think it's okay, but they are not investing in that particular kind of business at that moment. It doesn't mean tomorrow they won't invest in that type of business.
Eka, you look like you want to add something to what you're saying.
No, that's true, because I can relate to it.
Okay, tell us your story. I'd love to hear your story.
So, 2018, Silicon Valley.
Why is he laughing at you? Oh, why are you laughing?
Possibly he already knows the story, but let's hear it from Ebuka.
2018 Silicon Valley, like you said, you're speaking to 15 people. The part that caught me or that was striking was when you're repeating something over and over again, you might be dreaming about it. You become so good at it. I could sell you away right now. Literally, from your tie to your pin to everything, I will sell you away. But it comes as, you have to keep doing it over and over again. It will come part of you. As a solution we are selling now, we partnered with the largest mobile security in the world, Appnox. Now, Appnox is a solution that helps people, mobile app owners, scan for vulnerabilities in 60 minutes or less. Here's the catch. In a normal situation today, for you to get a vulnerability report, it will take you not less than 3 to 4 weeks.
Whoa. And that's enough for anybody to penetrate the system.
Of course, with new things coming up every day. But imagine you have a system that can scan it in less than 60 minutes with a full report that can speak to the business arm of any organization.
Right.
For either health, any mobile app.
But how does this relate to the idea you were talking about?
No, hold on. I'm coming. I'm landing this way. Now, you're speaking about this over and over again. Now, I said 2018, I was doing something in Silicon Valley at a competition. Now, we were pitching a solution to these investors, to angel investors, venture capitalists, to buy the solution. And I'm looking at the solution right next to me that someone will buy. The person was pitching a hydrogen at home. And I'm like, sorry, where do you work? He said he works in Tesla. I'm like, you work in Tesla that has not finished pushing out the cars into the real market.
Yeah.
And you're already trying to disrupt
electric cars.
I'm going to record you and send you to Elon Musk on Twitter right now. Like, you already designed hydrogen at home. Mm-hmm. And then these investors, like you said, are not willing to invest now because they're like, people are going to die from hydrogen at home. But because of the mentor we had, we'll like, strike them back. The angel investors will come for you. When you tell people are going to die because of hydrogen at home, you already have gas in your home.
So you have a counter attack.
So
a great comeback.
That kind of thing will push somebody off and that person will die with that idea.
Well, you know, the funny thing is, the first time he said it and someone said, you have hydrogen will kill people, he may not have an answer.
Right.
And that is knock off.
That means knock off.
But the next time he's going for that kind of pitch and someone raises that objection, he's going to have the counter.
I'll go back to what you said to portray it. You said something about copying. So when you're copying in the sense is, I like Tony Lumelu, right? I might not have access to him, but I like the whole red and white, UB, that kind of vibe. And I'm like, oh, I like Ben or something. And then I just go and copy. I've taken those people as mentors. So you have to find a mentor who is already experienced. That's why I say copy someone. So those people you are copying have gone ahead of you. Take them as your mentors. A mentor today in this our world now does not need to be talking to you over the phone. You can be there. You'll be my mentor.
Shadow mentoring.
That's the copying. I'm going to copy you. And that same kind of thing has been done to me in the past where I was sent into a building. I will not mention the name. And I didn't have a JD. My job was to shadow. If they drink, drink. If they jump, jump. If they eat, eat. If they smoke, smoke. Do everything they're doing. But in 2 months, see these people here, we don't want them again. In 1 month, I did it. They left and went back to their country.
Whoa.
But I didn't have a JD. So my job was
just to copy and shadow people.
I just shadow people.
For those persons listening and wondering what JD means, it means a job description.
Description.
So it wasn't defined.
So it was not defined. So those kind of things where he came up with like the copying or the modeling after what they've done, you will find yourself in situations whereby you will need to have such, what's the word? Persistence. You have to be very, very persistent if you want to come up with an idea and innovate it. That's basically being an entrepreneur. It can be different. It can be a tech entrepreneur. You can be any kind of entrepreneur you want to be. It's very wide. As long as you are solving a problem.
Now, the thing is this. The first persons who hear about our ideas are the people around us.
Right.
If I come up with an idea, literally Yvonne is like the first person that I want to pitch that idea to. We've done it severally. We've had that conversation severally. I just come up with an idea and my eyes open up and I'm standing in front of Yvonne and I'm like trying to sell the idea to her and I'm asking her at the end of the day, does it make sense? Do you understand? So at that very point in time, how important is the validation of those persons around us? You know, who gets to hear about our ideas
first?
You know, first.
I think, you see, sometimes they can dampen it. Sometimes. But then, like Ebuka said, your belief, your resolute belief about it, and there's a balance. Sometimes you're running after an idea, it doesn't make sense. But there's something that makes sense about it. Maybe the relationship you are not seeing with that idea you're running after. Because sometimes it's not just about the idea, it's about the team you're working with. So you like the team, you like what you do together, like the Richard Branson you talked about. When he was going to start Virgin, when he was going to get the name Virgin, so they were just hanging out in the basement of one of his, and then they were smoking and doing all of those kind of things. And maybe he has just had a session with his girlfriend and all that. And he said, what's the name of it? He said, he came up with Virgin. And that was how they came up with Virgin. So I think that there is the part of the idea, but much more is you. Who you become in the process. And that's why I like the quote where someone said that set a goal to become a millionaire for what it will make of you to achieve it. So beyond you making the money, the kind of person you become or you're becoming in the process of pursuit is more important. Like I remember back in those days, I was trying to get a house for 150,000. It was a lot. I had to really literally save for a year to be able to get the house. And I look back just some years and I look at where I live, the part of Lagos I live, and how much houses go for there. And the kind of things I'm doing there. And you can't connect the two. Why? I've chosen to pursue something that's bigger than me. And in the process of pursuit, one thing that I always try to emphasize is who you become. So I'm constantly pursuing and constantly running after knowledge. Like just 3 years ago, I did my MBA and it wasn't like it was planned. It was during the lockdown. So we were locked down in the house. I was doing my MBA online. And by the end of the lockdown, I was ready to complete. I finished my thesis. And do you know what? It was me coming to a new awakening that I had been doing business the wrong way all the while. That was the first time I was going to come in contact with an acronym I just formed out of the blues. I called it FLAME. So what's FLAME? FLAME is basically funding or financing, L for legal or legitimizing it, A for accounting, M for marketing, and E for execution. All of that's needed for your business to stand If you are one-legged, if you are a good executor, you don't market properly, your business will still not be rounded.
Thrive. Mm.
If you are every other thing, but you don't have the right funding, your business will not grow right. If you have the funding, but you are not legal, you can lose your business in a second, in a fly. What happened to MTN? Nobody prays for that. The amount of money because of one single line in the license agreement with NCC would have run the whole business aground, if not for proper management of that crisis. So what I am saying here is, as the business person who is coming up with the ideas, who is trying to drive the business, you need to be rounded. You need to be constantly pursuing improvement, personal improvement, self-improvement. You need to be going for seminars, going for trainings, trying to improve on yourself, be a better person each day. Mm-hmm. The more you are able to think in a different way about what you're doing, like I didn't used to be this kind of person. I couldn't even talk to a girl. I couldn't look a girl in the face.
Wow. I'm glad. Okay, sorry, I'm not glad though,
How do you move from that to someone who can look an investor in the face? Mm-hmm. I would do services for people back in those days and not ask for money.
Because you were too afraid, too timid.
I didn't see myself worthy to get that payment. Because sometimes some of those things come natural to me. And these are things that people want.
I'm sorry. And people just allow you go like that?
There was even a time I walked into your house and they had the problem for about a week and I had the solution in less than 10 minutes. And I was going out and I asked her for 15,000. She's like, is this how you go into people's houses and ask them for money?
Wow.
15,000 there. And she had the problem for more than a week. And I solved it in 15 minutes. I was in another place where they were trying to fix their internet and all of that. And it was my first time coming in contact with that. And I tried to Google a bit then and then read a bit online and I saw the solution. I just copied that solution. Like I said, copy. I just copied that solution and reproduced it there. And in like 30 minutes, I had set up their router. I had networked a few computers and they were browsing. And I was like, how much? I said 50,000. And it's like, just in 30 minutes, 50,000. So I tell people, before you do the solution, when you have the solution, give them the bill. Agree.
Yes.
Get a part of the bill. And probably, if you're on the Nigerian side where I find myself, if you see the kind of person you're talking to, don't give the solution in a fly.
Because it happens most time. Now, I can relate to what you're saying. You know, there are times where you know you can do something, but let me say, quote unquote, you haven't tried it yet. Okay, yeah. You're just telling yourself, I think I can do it. So at that very point in time, you're not thinking about the money. The money is not the motivation. Yeah. It's not the thing driving you. You just want to see how you can do it. And you sell yourself short. You don't tell them about money. You don't call funding. You don't say anything. You just want to try your hand on something. The satisfaction that you're able to execute it is what gives you, is enough for you, so to speak. But then
the customer is unwilling to pay.
Ebuka, can we talk about so, I'm looking for the best way to phrase this question, right? Can anybody be an entrepreneur, or is just for a few people with great ideas? Because here is why I ask. There are a lot of people out there who are frustrated because they feel like maybe the ideas, they don't have an idea bank. Like, they are not very quick on their feet, like coming up with solutions the way Olufemi came up with solutions in 30 minutes. You know, some persons actually struggle and they want to be entrepreneurs, really, but they struggle with generating ideas, you know, ideas that are worth their salt. So sometimes they feel, okay, maybe I'm not even good for this. Is it necessary for me to really? So the question is it that only people with great ideas, only people with fantastic ideas who are very, it's like they have a fountain of ideas flowing.
No.
That can make great entrepreneurs.
Okay, actually, to your question, I must say, in my view, I don't think of myself, when I started out, I didn't think about myself to be able to do the things I now do, like I told you. So it's been a spiraling up. And getting to the place you started from and realizing that you are here for the first time. I have been aware and more aware of myself as I come to the same spot each time. What I'm saying in of essence is that anybody can be an entrepreneur. You can talk to someone, you can convince someone, you can be an entrepreneur. And that's all it takes. Can you communicate? Can you tell someone about what you, can you make someone believe so much in what you want to do? You may not have their skill. You may not have all the skill that the idea requires to find global expression. And that's why you find the bankers. A lot of times they meet in the process of working in another bank, and then the idea of starting a bank comes up. They don't have the money, but they know the investor because there's been people dumping money in their bank, and then they talk to some of the big guys who have deep pockets. So what I'm saying by that is, except you want to be a one-man business, not everybody can be a one-man business, but everybody can be a great entrepreneur as long as you can talk to someone who can talk to someone about the idea. So I'm already thinking about what I can do with Ebuka. And this is my first time of meeting him.
You're joking. You people have just met for the first time. No, hold on a second. You people have just met each other for the first time on this show.
Exactly.
Wonderful. And you people were busy conversing like you knew each other from 19th. Wonderful.
That's how it goes. So adding more to what you
have
said,
please.
It's basically anybody can be an entrepreneur. It takes will. Being an entrepreneur is not a walk in the park. A lot will fall by the side.
Yeah.
A lot will fall by the side. Even the strong ones will fall by the side. I know how strong I am.
But you have fallen many times.
Many times. Mentally, you can't go feet to feet with me. I will use you and clean the floor. But there's sometimes you need to go back, reassess, and come back again. Self-improvement is part of it, like he said. You are in a constant state of learning and trying to find yourself. You have to find, and finding self-discovery is very hard.
You are preaching to the choir, Ebuka. You are really preaching. Now you are preaching. Where's my shekere?
Self-discovery is very, very hard. The discovery of self is the greatest discovery ever. Once you can discover your full potential. What can I do? Can I solve problems? Yes. Do I like solving problems? Yes. You're an entrepreneur. Go and solve problem. Can I talk to people? Yes. Do people listen to me when I talk? Yes. You're an entrepreneur. I can start bringing people together in any industry. Healthcare. Oh, you are sick. I know this hospital. You are bringing all the leads to that hospital because what? You like to talk. So I find a lot of people on the social media apps doing one thing or the other. They are entrepreneurs in their own little way. But they have not been polished, just like gold or diamond. They have not been polished. So if you see someone else who likes people and wants to be dedicated to people, can say, you, come. I'll polish you properly with this same skill. You like to interact with people on screen and all of that. I'll do that and I'll start using you to promote products. 1,000 views, 10,000 views, 11,000 views. You're already influencing, the social media influencing. So now the entrepreneur is not even the person who is influencing. The entrepreneur is the people person who can marry people together. So aside being in a constant state of learning, improving yourself, you have to have will. You have to have some kind of power bank where if everything goes down, you generate yourself up again. That is where the improvement comes up. Because right now I'm doing a data science program, two actually.
At the same time.
One in University of East London, one in MIT. Now I'm looking at myself like, can I handle this and work? It's crazy. Friends, 0, 100 to zero, they're just like, oh, this guy, you are just somewhere, you've disappeared out of everywhere. But it's something that you have to know that you have to rejuvenate. You have to bring yourself back together to be able to pour out again. I was looking at a friend of mine, which like, I'm not taking any more speeches, I'm not taking anything, I have to go and fill my cup. So 2023, I'll come back and pour out again. So it happens that way. I get drained. I'm sure he gets drained sometimes.
I was going to ask, you know, one of the questions I was going to ask was, is there anything like an idea block? You know, when we say writer's block.
Yeah.
For creatives, is there anything like an idea block?
There's an idea block. Purely.
It's actually, I must say that, we are humans first.
Yeah.
And we are prone to fall. We are prone to fallibility. And it doesn't mean that you have to stay where you're falling. It just means that you have to find yourself. Like you said, discovering yourself is a continuous process. So for me, I also get into the learning mode when I want to be like bereft of idea or what next to do or whatever. I get into the learning mode and try to learn something new. So I bought a lot of learning opportunities on Udemy. I have over 100 courses there that I paid for at different times, today I'm feeling down, I just buy two. You know, when I buy two, I feel happy. Because this is something I learned from someone. He said, if you lose money in a business, invest in knowledge so that you don't lose it all. So sometimes when I lost money in a business, I just buy a course or two that can teach me something about what I lost. And sometimes it's better for you to let some other person speak to you. So be a very good listener. You can't go wrong listening to people. But yeah, you have to form your own decision in the midst of all you've heard, because you own the decision and you must be the entrepreneur. Like you said, wheel. You can't be shifting the blames and say you're the entrepreneur. It doesn't work like that.
Lagos, do you have an idea? Have you come up with a great idea? We have men who have come up with fantastic ideas in the studio this morning.
You can tell people are actually just paying attention and listening.
Indeed. Maybe,
probably even jotting
Let
down.
Me shock Indeed. You. Let me shock you with what I'm running after right now. It's crazy. So I'm an engineer by training. And why did I decide to go for my engineering track? I finished school like 20 something years ago. I left my engineering track. But recently I just picked it up and went for my Korean and all of that. I did all of that just 4 years ago. Why? I want to build 1 million units of houses.
Look at that.
And someone says, how are you going to do that? I'm like, 1 million units.
Well, we have the people.
They're more than
we
enough.
Are ready.
You have a problem for 17 million units of housing. And guess what I'm doing? I'm taking it one step at a time. What can I do now about 1 million units of housing? Right now, the company that's going to be doing that 1 million units is registered. What next is, what else can I do about it? Can I build one unit and see how it looks? Then I ask the question, if I want to do 1 million units, can I do 14 floors, 8 by 14 is 112 units or 116 units? How many of 112 or 116 units can I do in the eyebrow areas? How many people are willing to do that? I'll take your house and give you three. Would you be happy to have three houses for giving me one? Are you interested in the plot of land or in the housing and what it can give to you? So these are all opportunities that keep coming at you when you think like that. I'm already asking myself, what countries have done 1 million units? And you see what they're doing there. Can I reproduce what they've done? I can copy. I went to Dubai the last time. I saw the tallest building in the world. And guess what? It was built by the person who built the initial tallest building in the world. So all they did was look for the person who built the initial one. Hey, come.
Come and build this one.
Then they added some people to them. And then the new people built the new tallest building. The same concept. The building was sold. It was profitable before they finished the building.
Let's hear from Lagos now, because I know that they have questions.
Like a lot of people.
I know. Lagos, call us on 01277-0993, 01277-1993, 01277-2993, or 01277-3993. You can also call us 01465-7190, or leave us a message on WhatsApp, 080-959-75805. Are you an entrepreneur? Have you come up with an idea before? Did you, you know, go
you
forward
struggling?
With your idea? Was it profitable, or did you struggle? What's your story? Do you have questions for our guests in the studio this morning, teaching you a lot about ideation and, you know, conceptualization and realization? Call us on 01277-0993, 01277-1993, 01277-2993, or 01277-3993, or call on 01465-7190. You can send a message to WhatsApp if you're more comfortable, or the phone lines are giving you wahala. Send a message to WhatsApp 080-959-75805. Emmanuel, do we have messages?
Yeah, we have messages. This one says, guys and beautiful lady, you are hitting crucial issues in business. We need more of this. Thank you, Nedu from Aja. Thank you so much, Nedu. This one says, good morning, Yvonne and Emmanuel. How can I pitch an idea and prevent theft of it? And we're coming to that. We're going to have that conversation very soon.
Because they've just talked about copying ideas.
Yeah, we're going to have a conversation. That is a whole... We're going to take time and have this conversation. We're even going to have conversations about, you know, generating ideas and how to help children, you know, because kids have ideas.
Great
how to help kids, you know, mold, shape their ideas and how to help them execute it. You know, we have a lot of children who are like whiz kids. I met John Oseni, who is barely 16 years old, and he works.
I think he's 17 now.
17. Okay, he's 17 now. We had a conversation this morning, and he's telling me that, oh, Emmanuel, I just became co-founder of Versus and co-founder of 4X, something. He's a co-founder for two companies, and he has one himself. So I'm just like, 17. You're 17. So we're going to have that conversation of how to help shape the ideas of the children and how to help them realize it. I had a conversation with you last night, Ebuka, and while we were talking on the phone, an idea just dropped. So literally, Yvonne, I was stunned. Okay, so we're having a conversation, and I was just like telling him, oh, I want you to come on the show, and we're going to talk about this, and we're going to talk about that. And Ebuka was just like talking to me about it. And the next thing he said is that, for instance, now, if you look at Marina, you know, you see tall buildings there. Do you know that those people can create their own energy and even sell energy to those people around there? They don't even need to collect energy from the national grid. And I was like, how? And the next thing, my man started explaining, though.
Mm.
No, it's very true.
But this idea is not out there. Or if it's out there, why are people not taking it?
So, two things, right? One, country policies or structures that are in place, which we cannot even mention.
Hmm.
That's one. Two, the limit to what one will know or how to pull the resources together to make everybody come together and be that, who is going to be that super glue to say, oh, this is Marina. We have UBA, Wema Bank, First Bank, Nitel, Sterling Bank, all those beautiful looking infrastructures there with glasses. Why don't we turn all these glasses to green? Let them generate their own energy. Enough, sufficient to power those buildings. And then have enough to store and still move out within that inner marina, outer marina, and all the way behind. Now, with that same technology, you can do the same in different places, replicate. I saw something of the same sort. That's why it came to my head. I saw it in Intel, Folsom campus in San Francisco. And the entire car park is generating energy for the campus.
Just the car park.
Now, I looked at the cost of what it took to make the car park. I took that cost and the money that was returned to Nigeria from one of the thefts. It was about $3 billion more than what the cost of the car park was. And I did some analysis that this amount of money that is powering this car park and these people, if you do the same thing with Nigeria, comfortably, you can empower over 300,000 people.
Right.
Laborers. Only laborers. Installers, to be specific, to narrow it down. Installers. Now, those installers are going to install on 100 homes with funds remaining to keep those 300 engineers or installers to maintain them, to make sure that those things are being serviced. Now, you're installing these things on top 100 homes, for the 100 homes, and for the grid.
I saw that exactly in Israel.
For the homes, because you're making the energy come to this building and you're still sending out that you don't need.
Okay, so it brings me to another question, which is very crucial. What is the role of exposure? Because you said you saw it in San Francisco. You saw it in Israel.
Yeah.
You cited Dubai earlier.
Yeah.
You understand? So what is the role of actually leaving the shores of the country, going out, exploring? Does it have any role to play in helping you generate ideas?
This is my take on it. Before now, I used to be very dogmatic. But I changed my thoughts about it when someone asked me a question. They're like, Femi, you've been doing business. So if I say, let's have a business meeting, or someone calls you and says, let's have a business meeting in Spain, how long do you think it's going to take you to get that business meeting in place? And I'm like, with the Nigerian passport currently? I don't know. And then he said, why don't you get a US PR? How much is that going to cost you? You should be able to afford that. Get a PR US, or get a PR Canada, or get a PR for one of these countries that allows you to travel to a lot of places. So if you have that kind of problem as a business person, you can easily move out. So, but then you may not have the money for that at the moment, but you have it as a goal. And that's why it's important to set goals. When I started it, I didn't have the money. But today, I've moved beyond where I started from. Now I'm like in the middle. I've gotten the first step, which is persons with exceptional ability.
Right.
I've been accredited for that status and I've passed that already. The next step is getting my EB1. That EB1 allows me to be a permanent resident of the US.
Wow.
That's 10 years. And guess what? It doesn't stop my business. I have my business registered in the US already. Why? Because somehow in business, you need to be able to get into spaces, right, leverage on opportunities there that allows you to bring the solutions you want to bring to your part of the world. And it's allowable everywhere. I've checked every single person that has done amazing thing in business. They've always gone to investors at the other end of the world.
They've literally just traveled outside the country.
Just travel. I know some guys now who are looking for, they said they're looking for $32 million. And all three of them co-founders are out of Nigeria. The last one that I met that told me, he said they rejected him, the visa, when he applied the first time. I'm like, why are they rejecting you? Why don't you get an O1 or persons with extraordinary ability visa? And he's like, what is that? And I just educated him, which is why you need to talk about your problem to people who can give you solutions to your problem.
Right.
Solutions.
Keyword, people that can give you solutions.
To your problem. But if you don't talk about it, you won't even hear another person's side to your problem, which is the solution you've been looking for. Like what he said, when I saw it in Israel, I was shocked that a farm could be selling energy to the grid, national grid, and powering the farm. The entire farm is powered from the roof of the farm. So instead of just having a roof, they had solar panels on the farm and it's powering the farm and selling to the grid. So I think you'd can find some of these things online, and that's why I like this generation a lot.
Right.
So I was talking to a Gen Z 4 days ago, and she's like, I've done my master's in Surrey. I'm a chartered accountant. I studied accounting. And it's like, so I just decided, I looked at the top of the ladder. The person who is earning the highest there is earning $3.5 million a month. And a friend of mine is working from home and earning $5,000. And I'm like, what do you say you are doing? Product design. And she went on Coursera to learn product design. Now she got a job on product design. How did she get the job? She went on LinkedIn and started sending SMSs and messages to CEOs there. So she found CEOs, like 10 of them. She sent them messages on their private messaging on the LinkedIn. And she said all of them responded. Now she has two places to intern. Each of them is offering her $200,000 to $250,000. And I said, which one do you want to go for? I said, go for the one that stresses you most. And that was the $200,000. She went for that. So she's doing that now. She'll just work for 1 year. After 1 year, she get a job of $5,000.
Wow.
And she can work from home.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, you have that. Why do you sit down and say you want to do accounting and you want to be a master's in accounting and chartered accountant and your account is not chartered?
We're certainly going to have this conversation. See, we're not ending, because Ebuka never say much.
Ebuka, you did mention, you know, you cited off of what he has just said, right? I know we're almost out of time. It's 3 minutes. Emmanuel,
there are messages here.
I wanted to ask a question, but okay.
Let's just take some of the messages. This one says, Harry from Ojo, say good morning, Emmanuel and Yvonne. Your guest is too much. He's awakening the ideas in me.
That's good. That's a good one. That's a good one.
This one is to me. Please forgive me. To myself from Delta State. He said, I'm really enjoying this great session. Do you think someone can function as an idea generator? I actually think some people are talented in actualizing an idea.
And you can sell ideas, yeah.
So it's not about... So if you can generate the ideas,
you
then
put
you...
put it together in a document and sell it.
Okay.
Yeah. Wonderful.
Paint it first of all.
Right, very important.
Okay,
very important.
So this one says, good morning, Nigeria Info. I'm gifted with ideas, but my challenge is each time I'm on the process of execution, another idea strikes in. So they keep coming like this for years, though I am on one now, but not there yet. How do I go about these multiple ideas that keep striking my heart? So Stanley the Ebuka.
So I say, be the bee, don't be a butterfly. What's a bee? A bee goes to the nectar of the flower and sucks and comes back to the hive, goes back again, can go on and on like that.
Focus, basically.
Consistently.
Yeah.
You have another idea, write it down, but keep at what you're doing.
That one.
Until that thing starts spinning money, until you can find a manager, business manager that can run it either aground or run it afloat, like that. So, and that was the story my father told me when he saw that I was taking a little here, a little here, a little here. I was a beautiful butterfly. I had nice ideas. I looked great, but I could not contribute anything to the economy. I couldn't contribute anything to humanity. But as a bee, you contribute pollen, honey, all kinds of things. Even the stinging of the bee is contribution. Why? Because it sucked enough nectar and added enough of its saliva, which was what I was saying, that you have something you bring on the table and he has some conservativeness that he brings on the table.
Okay, so Ebuka, I'll tell him one thing. I like your flame acronym. I created mine. Mine is KISS. Keep it simple, stupid. That is coming from, what's his name? I got an inspiration from Bill Gates. You want to build something, or you want to develop something, give it to the laziest person to do it. If the laziest person can do it and understand it, anybody can use it. Don't give the smartest person in the room to develop something for you. Once the laziest person can create a solution or an application or anything at all, anybody will be able to use it.
We have to
go. Keep it simple, stupid.
We have to go.
Like,
now.
We have to go. But someone is asking here, say, please, there must
Emmanuel,
be a party.
We have to go.
Yes, there will be a party. I'm inviting you right here. Next Sunday, we're doing this again on Nigeria Info. Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. We have to go. That's our time.
Thank you very much, my name is
Emmanuel Onwuka. You can drop your suggestions, your contributions to me on social media. Emmanuel Onwuka on Facebook, Ima_Onwuka on Instagram. Drop your suggestions and we'll have it here.
That's right. I'm Yvonne Okai for Lagos. I really have to go before they come and drag me. All right? So bye-bye. Until we come away again next Sunday, it is goodbye and stay blessed.